Good morning, this is Marco with Tough Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, September 28th. Looks like we're going to open up the grains a little bit mixed here. December corn was down 2 cents overnight at 363 and a quarter. December wheat down 3.5 cents at 540 and three quarters. And November being steady at 1002 and a half. For the week, I think, you know, it's going to be as much as what are we going to do on exports as anything else. We do have the quarterly stocks numbers on Wednesday. I don't know that we're looking for big changes there, but I think certainly the export numbers are going to be more closely watched than anything else out here. We weren't expecting any Chinese business this week with the holiday, but there was a sale this morning, 207 corn to unknown, 218 beans to unknown, so that may be Chinese business. We also sold 110,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. So the export business continues out here. The weather starting to get a little bit wetter out here, a little bit colder. There might have been even some frost in eastern Nebraska overnight, but just a touch here and there. But some of the good weather we've had for harvest is certainly going to slow things down. Today is the Jewish Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. The old saying, sell it on Rosh Hashanah, buy it back on Yom Kippur. So that would be today would be the day to buy it back. That trade has worked once again like a champ. You know, overall, I still think these markets can move higher. We're selling an awful lot of grain, and I think these export figures are going to stay strong. We'll get the export inspections today at 10 o'clock. They should be good. A week from Friday, we'll get these supply and demand reports. They should show lower carryouts in corn and beans, in my opinion. Now, the weather generally has been pretty good for the wheat. These rains will help any wheat that's been in the ground. So wheat's been a little bit of a laggard here, but it's also had the uncanny ability to come back 10 or 15 cents on any given day without a whole lot of reason out here. So overall, I still remain friendly on the grains. We've corrected a lot of the relative strength indexes. We were 92% a week ago Friday. We're down to like 53% now, so we've certainly corrected that. The funds are less long than they were. They blew out of a lot of grain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The commitment of traders report still shows them, you know, heavily long, but it didn't include Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday's action. And I think they sold a lot of grain out here. So I think we're due for a little bit of a rally. I think the sell-off's been right into the support area, and hopefully that we can rally it the rest of the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.